Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
Dino Long.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs!
It is the drive with Sam Piper, Derek Piper, Lante, Isaac Ambrose in the house as well. Going to talk some NFL, NFL heavy here in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm excited.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know what...
You are so super NFL
I am.
Guy. Now, I am too. Don't get me wrong. I love the NFL. But you, in the 3 years, we're on our fourth year now, right? Doing this show. You are always one of those that, like, we'll end a show and you're like, you know, we could talk some NFL tomorrow. And I'm always like, crap. I always, like, we need to talk more NFL because you're right. I mean, that if you put your thumbprint on the nation, obviously there's more NBA that is talked about nationally than around here. There's no doubt about that. We don't talk a lot of NBA. Now, with IO, it's changed a little bit. But when you put your thumbprint nationally, there is a ton of chatter about the NFL, and I think people around here like it as well. I mean, the NFL is just one of those that is a polarizing sport. Obviously, the Bears won't be as good, but like we talked about the other day, it's not as regional as baseball, whereas everybody's a Cardinal fan or everybody's a Cubs fan, and then there's a smattering of White Sox fans, and you get a Yankees fan on occasion or something like that. NFL, you could go to Daily Sports Bar right down the road and poll, if there's guys in there, you could poll those 10 guys, and I've said it 100 times, I don't need to keep saying it, but you might have 6 different teams mentioned as their favorite team. So I think it's the NFL is one thing we need to talk more of, so I'm glad that you're like that. And I love the NFL. I really do.
I'm glad you're on the same page as me. Yeah, nationally, I think if you're tuning in to, it's not even just ESPN, others out there, the big companies
yes.
for sports media, probably hearing about Kevin Durant
mm-hmm.
and the latest with that saga and Donovan Mitchell, and then the Knicks are talking to the Jazz once again, or what does LeBron have to do to bounce back? Like, come on, man. To me, like, in August,
let's go.
Late July into August, the football itch is just is crazy. I mean, I get it. We're a Cardinals team that's still relevant, that's pushing for a playoff
that's
spot.
Big.
That's big news.
That's big.
Outside of maybe a big Brewers series
mm-hmm.
over the weekend, I'm not hanging on every pitch
Good call.
With the Cardinals at this point in the baseball season.
Well, let's be frank here. Illinois football doesn't exactly
– well,
it pushes the needle. I mean, there's a lot of us that are fans of Illinois football. We all want them to win. It's just we all kind of understand that we're not polling for Alabama or Ohio State. And if you were in Alabama or Ohio – now, granted, Ohio, you just had Joe Burrow and do what they did, yeah, obviously. But you are talking about Ohio State every day, or you're talking about Alabama. I mean, if you're just down south, you're talking SEC football every day. So the Illinois football thing doesn't exactly warrant the idea that we need to hammer that home every day.
Right.
I think we do a good job talking Illinois football, and I'm excited for next week being game week. And we always try to get interviews on with a coach, et cetera. But where we're at, I think a lot of people are like, yeah, you can skip Illinois football today and just talk NFL. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, we've reached the point where we've said about as much as
yes,
we could say. And
correct.
I know that on Monday we want to do kind of a season outlook and also look at a preview for the Big Ten in general. Yeah. Probably want to look at the Big Ten West specifically. I mean, if you're just talking the top of the league in the Big Ten, it starts with Ohio State and it's everybody else. But, yeah, I'm in NFL mode. Even though I read NFL.com's latest power rankings and the Bears were literally dead last, I'm still – that stung. That stung a little bit.
Man.
When you're below the Jets, the Giants, the Jaguars, the Falcons –
That is
tough
bad.
To stomach.
I mean, I only laugh because I've been there numerous times. Mm-hmm. Numerous times. It wasn't that long ago that the Cardinals were able to draft Kyler Murray after we had just drafted Josh Rosen 10th the year before because we were the worst team in the league. So I've been there where you're at. You're not used to being where I've been. Yeah, like
I'm used to.
I've lived in that
5-11 back when they played 16.
I've lived in that gutter.
6-10.
Right.
I've seen the 3-13s.
It just it stinks because then you look ahead at the season and you're like, what am I? I mean, thank goodness for fantasy, I guess.
I think fantasy, betting, or just
good call
watching
the
top game. I mean, you think back to the Bills-Chiefs playoff game.
Goodness.
You didn't have to be a fan of either of those teams. I could honestly care less about what the Bears are going to do. I know they're going to stink, but do I want to see Bucks at Cowboys week one? Heck yeah.
Heck yes. So I'm with you on this.
On that note.
Okay.
Let's get to it. We have an NFL next question.
All right. Oh, baby. Get to hear Joe Buck soon. He's not doing any baseball.
I know. Especially postseason time.
I know.
No Joe Buck on the call.
I know.
There was a stretch, and we've talked about this before, where it was kind of popular to dislike or throw a lot of shade at Joe Buck.
There's no doubt.
Then people realize they went a little bit too far.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
Joe Buck's pretty awesome.
I mean, there's Joe Davis. There's a lot of great guys that are going to be calling it, but yeah.
If Joe Buck's on the call, it feels like a big game.
It does.
And finally, there's going to be some quality Monday Night Football calls.
Is Barkley and those guys going to be doing like pregame and stuff? Is TBS showing games? Like, is it Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley calling? Like pregame of a didn't that happen a couple years ago? Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of something.
I don't know if it was for NFL. Although
I'm talking baseball.
Yes,
they do.
I know that.
Wow.
What's his name? Now his name's escaping me. Who's the host? Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson will be on
he's
there.
All right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's really good. I love Charles. I love Barkley. He was one of my Sixers, man. I just don't know that I need Charles breaking down the Dodgers and Braves, you know, NLCS.
If you want a basketball mind in there, you should get our guy.
Next question.
Himself. Let's go, Johnny Gross.
We haven't talked to John in a while.
No
How's it
doubt,
going, John?
Man.
Summer workouts been good?
Next question.
Yeah, you don't talk a whole lot about that. You want to keep it in-house?
How's your golf game? That's what I'd like to ask you.
Next question.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Well, we are going to actually do a next question, so let's just get right to that.
Go.
How about we start with contract disputes?
Are you going to hit F-ball?
I should.
We could. It's just been a long time since we've had that.
The NFL basically didn't last that long.
Yeah. F-ball, baby.
Keep us going.
Let's go.
John, you ready?
Next question.
All right, let's go. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, who's in the final year of his deal. By the way, he's self-negotiating this contract.
Yeah, he's his own agent.
He said that the negotiations are going to stop at week one. He's not going to negotiate through the season. Two-parter for you.
Okay.
One, do you expect a deal to get done before the season starts? And part two, how far should the Ravens go to ensure that they do get this deal done?
Before the season or just?
Before the season. So he would be a free agent after this year. Of course, they could franchise tag him. I should mention that I know it's been reported. So Kyler Murray, your guy, gets 5 years, $230 million.
Yep.
$160 million. $160 is guaranteed. $160 million
go
guaranteed.
Buy some Taco Bell.
So that's 46.1 per year on an average annual value. It's been reported by Ian Rappaport that Lamar would probably be set to earn a little bit more than that.
I agree. I mean, this should be easy to do, right? It shouldn't be that difficult. You're not going up to an empty chalkboard and trying to figure out what Lamar Smith is worth. You can look at You can look at Kyler Murray's contract. That's all you got to do and say, okay, I want a little bit more than that. And basically, so what do? You add a couple more million here. You add maybe another year here. I don't know. I mean, this is not brain science. And I think that's why he's got the ability to represent. This is very strange that a player represents himself and doesn't have an agent. And I know he's saving a lot of money doing that, but I don't really understand why you would do that. I mean, there's a reason that an agent is there. They're fact-checking, you know, that's a big term now. Everything that the contract states, I mean, everything. So I don't know that it's in his best interest not to have an agent. And I have no skin in the game as an agent, obviously. I just think that's somebody that can give you legal advice, legal counseling. I just think it's crazy not to have one. But that said, maybe he's just one of those guys that just, hey, straight up, it's you and I. Here's what I want to make. Pay me this money. I'm worth it. And get this done. Now, the tricky part here is, as it should be easy. This contract should be easy. This is what Kyler Murray just made. This is what other quarterbacks make. So put me right here. This is where I want to go. It's almost like a rookie draft, you know, like there's certain, you know, the 13th pick makes this much, the 12th pick makes a little bit more, you know, et cetera. The thing that worries me is him saying that I'm done negotiating after the season begins. I think it's big of him because he is going to concentrate on football, but that's where if I were a Ravens fan, I would be like, well, wait a minute. That's where you need an agent so that he can worry about that kind of stuff while you're out there worrying about touchdowns. The thing I worry about with him, we all understand how injuries can occur in the NFL. And if he's on the cusp of making this huge contract, like $40 million or so, or even more, guaranteed money, you know, is that per year? No, not per year. I'm talking 100, like 50 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I just would be nervous if I were him starting a season and not having that that long-term contract, because didn't Dak Prescott basically do that and he blew out a knee? Now, he ended up, he ultimately, he still got paid, but that just worries me a little bit if that's the case. So I guess to your question, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I want this thing done before the season starts, and I'm putting a lot of pressure on the Ravens to get it done. And if you're the Ravens, I mean, you got to make the decision. I mean, you've got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Why would you hesitate on this? Why would you? He's put up numbers that are gaudy.
He has. I think the only thing that would make you hesitant is if he wants the years that the Patrick Mahomes got a 10-year deal. 10-year, $450 million. And that's when you start to wonder if his body starts to wear down for a guy that is not entirely a runner, but
that's fair.
A lot of his game is dictated by his ability to run and make more hay on the ground than he does with the air. In the air, I know he did that last year, and I have pushed back a little bit on. There's been so many arguments of, is Lamar a top five quarterback? Is Lamar a top 10? And it feels like the national media, it always comes to his defense so strong. And look, he is a electric talent, but he didn't have a very good year throwing the ball last year. He had a career high in picks.
I don't put him as a top five quarterback.
I don't either.
I don't.
But I think, to your point, with Dak coming off the injury, you wouldn't put Kyler, I think, in that top five mix as well, and he still got paid.
He still got paid.
It's a terrible position to be in to go on the search for your next franchise quarterback.
Yep.
So he has all the power, essentially, especially if he's willing to say, all right, you don't want to pay me, I won't play week one.
Yep.
He's their franchise.
He is.
Their whole offense is built around him. What he's able to do outside of the usual ass of a quarterback with his legs is a huge part of them having success.
Now, can I ask you this? This is an organization that has been built on running and defense.
Yes.
Right? Does that come into play with the Ravens and why they're not, why they haven't, for instance? I mean, he's a year ahead of Kyler.
Right.
So, in other words, I mean, If you're basing this with where Kyler signed his contract, this would have been a year ago for Lamar. So in other words, the Ravens are a year behind already on this thing, which to their credit, he's playing on that rookie contract. But I wonder if the Ravens are just sitting there going, you know what? I feel like we can win on, they're almost doing a Cardinal baseball here. Like, this is what our foundation is. grooming kids to come up, and not that, but for them, it's defense and running the football, and they think that, I mean, hell, who led them to a Super Bowl? It was
Trent Dilfer.
And then...
Oh, and then Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
So twice in the last 20 years.
Who's going to be a starter now, right, for the Jets?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I just feel like the Ravens, now that I've thought about that, I think they'll long haul this thing. They'll long play it.
My only counter to that would be the only reason their running game, I'm not going to say that the only reason their running game is any good, but the only reason it's dynamic and one of the best in the league is because of Lamar.
It's because of him. You're right.
They don't have crazy talent. Like, their running back room isn't – they don't have the top end
okay.
of a Ezekiel Elliott, Dalvin Cook
no,
type of guy.
Fair.
Like,
that's fair.
A bell cow running back.
I mean, they did for some years, right, with what Jamal Lewis
for a long time.
Ray Rice. I mean, they always had guys, but, yeah, I mean, you look at his stats. You look at Lamar Jackson rushing in 19. He ran for 1206. 20, he ran for 1005. Last year – 767, but he was less games. So
I think if you can get him to a 5-year contract, the same that Kyler signed, for more money, and maybe even throw in more guaranteed,
you're good to go. So it's more
I
about
would be entirely good to go for the Ravens.
It's more about the years
if
for
he
you.
Wants 10 years like Mahomes got, or even if it's 8 or 9, maybe there's a little bit more hesitancy, but
don't do it.
The problem is, at the end of the day, you got to sign him.
You got to have a quarterback, and you've got one of them. You've got one of the top 10.
You do.
Next question.
Speaking of contract disputes, Roquan Smith.
Oh, boy.
Who's also on the final year of his contract, continues his hold in at training camp after.
I was waiting for somebody to say this. Mark weighs in with brain science. Was that a combination of rocket science and brain surgery?
You did say brain science.
I said it, I was like, that is not what I was going for there. Thank you, Mark.
Studying in brain science.
Brain science.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Kind of, I guess.
Just maybe not the official term. So Roquan Smith continues his hold in at training camp after demanding a trade last week. Ian Rappaport reported that Smith is looking for $20 million a year with his contract, which would surpass... formerly known as Darius Leonard, Shaquille Leonard of the Indianapolis Colts, for the highest per year salary for a linebacker who's not an edge rusher, so an off-ball linebacker. For context, Fred Warner for the 49ers is also $19.1 million per year. Should the Bears pay up, or should they play ball with Roquan and just see who loses in the game of chicken, essentially?
I'm going to ask you. I want to throw this back at you because you're the Bears fan.
Yep.
But I want to counter with one thing before I give my answer. So here's the stats. All right, I'm looking at these. This is 18 to 21. So 18, 19, 20, 21. Tackles, 121, 101, 139, 163 last year. 68 assists last year as well. Sacks, in 18 he had 5, then he had 2, then he had 4, then he had 3. You even said that. He's not a guy that's going to come and... he's going to tackle the ball carrier. I mean, that's his job, right? He has 5 interceptions thrown in there, even a touchdown last year. This is a guy that is getting you basically combining for 200-plus tackles. You, next year, are going to have plenty of salary cap. Mm-hmm. You've got a young man here that is going into his 5th season, and I think for the next 3 or 4 years could be the guy that you – know very well on that side of the ball that he is going to do his part in terms of helping to stop the run. And that's what a lot of it's about. I think I'm giving him the money that he's wanting, but I'll throw it back to you.
As we're back, I was messing around with the
different channels.
Gotta get it
right,
you know, different channel. Oh, man.
I know. Well, listen, you don't ever run the board that often. This is why we got to get you running the board more. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Yeah, you're a pro.
Well, listen, 12 years later, I should be a pro.
So I'm a little uncomfortable with him making more money than Shaquille Leonard.
Okay.
I don't think he's as good as him. You look at Leonard, who's been in the league a little bit longer, but he's a 4-time All-Pro, 3-time first-teamer. Roquan, the last 2 years, has been a second-team All-Pro. One of the knocks on Roquan is not the best in run stopping because he's a little undersized. But at the same time, in the modern NFL, someone that's great in coverage that can get sideline to sideline, like that's very, very valuable. I think what it boils down to, and you said it right, they have like $100 million or maybe a little bit more than that in free cap for next year. You can still go out and have a huge offseason, sign the type of players that you want in free agency. At one argument would be, well, a linebacker isn't as marquee of a position as it used to be, where now you got to pay for a top corner. Now you got to pay for a top wide receiver.
You better have somebody that can get to the quarterback.
Pass rusher. Yep. Absolutely. So it's farther down the line than the Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis type of era.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you can give Roquan his money and still have the flexibility to go get a bunch of guys next offseason. So on a team that doesn't have much to really feel like that's a foundational piece, I want him back. I want him in uniform, but I don't want to crazy overpay for him.
That's fair. Is he, you know, we laughed about the Field of Dreams game with the Cubs and like, who do you put on a poster? Obviously, you got Wilson Contreras, but is he your Wilson Contreras?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can I give you
Justin Fields.
Can I give you stats with Leonard? They both came in the same year. Can I give you stats side by side? See if it sways you. 18, which was the rookie year, Shaquille Leonard was ridiculous. 163 tackles that combined. 7 sacks. Am I saying that right? No, wait. Yeah, combined, it's 163. So I didn't mean to add the assists. 163 combined, 7 sacks, 2 interceptions. Compared to Roquan was at 121 with 5 sacks. I mean, they both had really good rookie careers. Now, since then, year 2, 19, the Bears, Roquan had 101 combined with 2 sacks. Leonard had 121 combined with 5 sacks. So there again, he's getting more tackles but also more sacks. Now, in 20, Roquan, 139 combined with 4 sacks. Shaquille, 132 with 3. So technically, and no interceptions, by the way, Roquan had a better year 2 years ago. Last year, Roquan Smith, 163 combined tackles, 3 sacks, 1 interception. Leonard, 122 tackles compared to 163. No sacks.
He did
have 4 interceptions. You could easily say that Roquan Smith's stats, I mean,
had a better year.
Do
you have forced fumbles?
I don't have that up. I should, and I apologize. But for the career, Roquan, 524 tackles. Leonard, 538.
Okay.
15 sacks for Shaq, 14 for Roquan. I mean, it's very, very similar.
Comparable, yeah.
So maybe that's where Roquan is saying, hey, if you're giving Leonard this.
Leonard's getting $19.1 million. If you got to give Roquan 20. Roquan's another guy self-negotiating his contract.
Is he really? Is this the thing to do now?
I don't know.
Interesting. Maybe it's so easy now because you just basically say, well, you just gave that guy that much. Give me a little bit more and we're good. Maybe that's it.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Next question.
Talk louder, John.
Next question.
There you go. He's done with the segment already. He's like, I don't want to keep doing this.
Does this surprise you? This isn't. Yeah, let's just do a subhead of the question. Does this surprise you that on August 16th, Aaron Rodgers is complaining about his receiving?
No. I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to bring that up today, and then I thought, no, because I don't want to sound like I'm ripping on everybody, because I was ripping on the Bears and Fields, and I was just, I'm like, get away from that. No, that doesn't surprise me at all. Now, is that a product of they actually are dropping the ball and he's frustrated with him? Or is that just Aaron Rodgers doing his typical Aaron Rodgers thing every year where he makes fun of management for basically saying, you don't give me enough? And now, does he have a leg to stand on? Hell yes. But I almost feel like in the preseason, he plants the pole of, if I don't win the Super Bowl this year, it sure as hell isn't because of me. It's because I don't have anybody else to throw to. Now, Davante Adams was kind of a hard guy to say you didn't have somebody to throw to. But even with him, he wanted more. He wanted more weapons. I mean, his running backs were pretty solid. So I almost feel like he is literally just saying, I'm going to just throw it out there in the preseason. These guys are dropping balls. They're not very good. Don't blame me when we don't make it to the Super Bowl.
The reason why he wouldn't have two legs to stand on in that argument is because he's taking $50 million this year.
Well, good point. That's a great point.
And you look at what Tom Brady's doing in Tampa, I think it's probably $15 to $17 million less. So they can put more into their receiving corps.
And listen, I'm with both of these. I don't care either way. Would I sit here and say I would take less money to make our radio station better? Or would I sit here and say I want as much money as I can, and if we can't afford Piper, I'll throw some dude from, you know, Sydney. There's a lot of good dudes in Sydney.
Walk down the dailies and grab somebody, and then...
And then I'll make it just as good. Yeah. I mean, no, I won't, is the point. But I try not to rip on one and not the other when it comes to that.
I get it.
But, man, I don't know. I agree. I mean, is there really a big difference between 40 and 50 million? Maybe there is. Of course, after taxes.
I couldn't answer that question.
By the way, over your right shoulder is Aaron Rodgers.
It's not surprising at all. And I know that it mentions in the article, I don't know if he wasn't playing. No, Lazard would have been out there today, but it's noted. He must have said in his interview, I'm not talking about Alan Lazard, who's my number one wide receiver.
He's the guy.
Obviously, he's not talking about Randall Cobb when he says some of our young guys got to be able to step up because Randall Cobb's like 40 years old.
Is Cobb still on the team? Wow. Okay.
That was one of Rodgers' demands last offseason, was like, trade for my guy, bring him back.
Really? Interesting. Okay. It doesn't
surprise.
It doesn't surprise me.
No.
It doesn't.
Next question.
Last one. What are your expectations for Julio Jones in Tampa Bay this year? Will he be revitalized? It's been a couple of years since it's been...
Yes, it has.
Peak Julio Jones. We probably won't see peak Julio Jones again, just based on him being healthy enough or wearing down a little bit physically, but... Will he have a high touchdown season? Because even Gronk lumbering around there and obviously not 100% was still able to catch double-digit touchdowns and be a very good red zone target. What do you think of Julio and what is currently a pretty banged-up Buccaneers wide receiver room with Godwin probably not going to start the season healthy, and Mike Evans probably will, but he's a little nicked up right now.
I love Julio Jones. Love the guy. Loved all those seasons in Atlanta and just always just respected the hell out of him and just enjoyed watching him play. If my fantasy team that we draft this coming Sunday will not have Julio Jones on it, and that includes three wide receivers and a flex position that I could add a fourth, I will not be adding Julio Jones. Again, there are so many weapons in Tampa, and I get it that you just said that some of them are hurt. I don't like that for fantasy projections, if that's part of the question. I just think Julio is just, he's not washed up. But I expected a heck of a lot more out of him in Tennessee than what we got opposite A.J. Brown, and it didn't happen. Never did. Never did come to play. So I just don't think Julio is still, I don't think he has it like we remember him. So can he throw up 40 catches, 50 catches? Yeah. I just don't see him as a guy that's going to approach 70 or more.
I agree with you. I mean, you think about Tennessee and the ideal situation of you already have Derrick Henry, which is going to bring a safety down in the box, and then opposite you is A.J. Brown, so there should be a decent amount of pressure taken off you to be able to have a good year. But he got hurt, so maybe he wasn't fully healthy, but will he be going
forward
as well?
That's part of it.
Well, it's definitely part of the equation. I don't think he'll put up gaudy receiving yards, but I could see
touchdown
him.
Touchdown wise, you did say that.
But it's interesting because in the past, if you even prime Julio and you talk about fantasy, if there was a knock on him, he wasn't.
Not a big touchdown
guy. He's never been
a
touchdown guy. Nope. You look at his year by year, he's had, I'll quiz you. I don't know if you have the stats pulled up in front of you
as well.
How many years in Julio's career has he had double digit touchdowns? I mean, we're talking about one of the best receivers of the generation, one of the best deep threats we've seen.
How many years has he been in the league?
This is...
10th? 11th?
I think year 11.
I would say two.
It's one.
Wow. I mean, that was the big storyline. Like, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones are not... And now Matt Ryan, by the way, is over your right shoulder. This is creepy. I think he's going to have a big year, by the way, for the Colts. I mean, the Colts are going to have a big year. Matt Ryan's the perfect quarterback for that team. It is weird how Julio just never really had that many touchdowns. And now he was playing with a really good tight end when he came in. And he's had other weapons. I don't understand it because it makes no sense. He's big. He's pretty tall, right? I mean, he can go up and get it. It made no sense to me how Julio Jones never caught a lot of touchdowns. But I'll tell you this, as a guy that had him a few years in fantasy, he was still worth every cent that you spent on him. Well, we don't pay, but you know what I mean? Because he would get you, I mean, he'd be the guy that could go out and get 13 catches for 180. And you're like, okay, I'll take that. I'll win this week with Julio. But it is weird how he never gets touchdowns. Now, with Brady, maybe that happens. And isn't Tom good enough that he just says, you know what, this week I'm going to throw to Julio twice. He's going to get two touchdowns. I really feel like that's – this game is just so much of a fun time, like recess for Tom Brady, that he just literally can go into a game and say, you know what? Hey, Julio, I'm getting you two today. And he will. That's just how
that's
it is
how
for
can
Brady.
Do it. Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing to me. And it's amazing that more people aren't as good as him, but
man,
you just see the greatness, the GOAT.
2012 was his second year in the league. That's when he had 10 touchdowns. Has not been double digits since. His high since then, he's done it twice. 8 touchdowns in 2015, 8 in 2018.
Wow.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Gets him 8?
If you got 8 this year.
Okay. Okay.
That's quite a few.
That is
a lot.
It's
probably overshooting it.
That is a lot. But like you said, if
6 to 8, I could see that.
If Godwin and Gronk are banged up early, I mean, maybe he's got to throw it to somebody, right? Antonio's not there.
Mike Evans and Russell Gage.
I forgot about Evans. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Who's going to lead the Bengals in catches? T?
Oh. Catches?
Yeah.
I'd say Jamar Chase.
You think? Seemed like T. Washington had a lot.
T. Higgins.
It seemed like every game it'd be, Isn't it funny whoever you have as your fantasy receiver, the guy on that team is the guy that you hate, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you had Chase, every time T. Higgins would catch a ball, you're like, oh, why are we throwing it at him every time? It's horrible.
It's always like you have the wide receiver, but you hate the running back. Right. Because you get in the red zone, and you're like, oh, yeah. Quick slant. No, they just run it in. Like,
quit giving it to Connor. You're right. I mean, it's so fantasy, man. I tell you what. I love it.
We're going to catch a break.
Man, we've got my draft is this weekend.
I've got one this weekend as well.
And I am not ready.
I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah. Do I go get a I haven't bought a magazine in like 3 years. And I've won 2 titles in that span.
I would just avoid it.
Like, I literally ask somebody when I get there, I'm like, can I write down the bye weeks? That's it. And I just literally, it's all luck. It's not all luck. I follow it probably closer than I let people know.
Do what works.
Right, exactly. Keep going. Keep going what you're doing.
When we come back, we're going to do some NFL win totals. Isaac's going to shoot a few at us, and we'll tell you what we like, what we don't like. Talk some more ball when we come back. This is The Drive.
Truck driver, listen to this. Gale Frerichs Trucking is looking for regional drivers who can also help with the harvest. Help with the harvest, drive in the Midwest, and always be home on weekends. Gale Frerichs Trucking is hiring a regional driver who can help with the harvest and offers great pay and great benefits. Work for a local company who values your time and your family. Gale Frerichs Trucking wants to talk to you. Just email Dixie at gftlog.com. That's Dixie at gftlog.com.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Prairie Gardens' big houseplant sale is going on now. Right now, you can save 25% off all houseplants, snake plants, monsteras, fiddleleaf fig ferns, you name it. They're all 25% off and fresh from the PG Greenhouses, where you'll always find help from your favorite plant experts. Just hurry in. All houseplants are 25% off for a limited time at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned, plant experts, and the area's largest selection of houseplants.
Illinois football will have the national spotlight on August 27th.
The Illini in the debut of Brett Bielema celebrate a win.
We need you at Memorial Stadium as the Fighting Illini take on Wyoming during week zero, the opening weekend of college football. Bring your friends and family and get a four-pack of tickets for only $59. Four packs are available now at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1. Hail to the Orange.
Tapman's Towing is looking for you. If you want a career with a great local company, it's Tapman's Towing, paying top dollar for experience. If you have an excellent driving record, good oral and written communication skills, are willing to work hard and want to be paid top dollar, visit tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's is looking for CDL drivers, record drivers, and dispatchers. Work with a local company that rewards hard work. Tapman's Towing. Visit tapmanstowing.com to apply today. Tapman's Towing.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Tapman's Towing is looking for you. If you want a career with a great local company, it's Tapman's Towing, paying top dollar for experience. If you have an excellent driving record, good oral and written communication skills, are willing to work hard and want to be paid top dollar, visit tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's is looking for CDL drivers, record drivers, and dispatchers. Work with a local company that rewards hard work. Tapman's Towing. Visit tapmanstowing.com to apply today. Tapman's Towing.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
Drive with Tay and Piper, Derek Piper, Lante, Isaac Ambrose.
I got that Cardinal lineup up.
Somewhere Trevor Valise is rolling his eyes.
I'll wait, though. I'll wait to the end. I'll wait to the end if I have time. Guess who's in the lineup? Pujols against the lefty.
A few more minutes to talk some NFL.
Is it Dinger Tuesday?
It is.
Oh, boy. Sorry. Okay, I'll shut up.
Isaac Ambrose, how's it going, man?
Good.
You're going to hit us with some NFL win totals. Let's whip around a couple divisions and see what it looks like.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Bears. Let's start off. Monsters of the Midway.
Six and a half.
Mini Monsters of the Midway.
6.5 is the over-under?
Yes, 6.5.
They do get to play Detroit twice.
Which, arguably, Detroit's better.
See, at this point.
No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
They play Minnesota twice. I could see them beating Minnesota at home for some reason.
I'll take it.
So they split with Detroit, and they split with Minnesota. They don't split with Green Bay, right? Who am I missing in that division?
Yeah, they never do that, no.
That's it, right? Yep. Who do they have in terms of their other games?
So they have to play the Bills.
Ooh.
They have Eagles, Jets, Falcons, Dolphins, Cowboys, Patriots, Commanders.
Okay.
They're not necessarily gimme games, but they get the Texans at home. They get the Commanders at home. They're at the Giants. They get the Falcons on the road in Atlanta. They're at the Jets.
Hmm.
So they have some games that are...
I say over. I say they get to 7. I'll give the Bears 7 wins. I'll go over the 6.5.
I appreciate your optimism, but I have a bet already placed on the under 6.5 because one of those points is the Detroit Lions are no longer a game. It's a toss-up game, but it's no longer a game you're necessarily supposed to win.
True. That's very true. All right.
All right, the Packers have the third highest projected win total at 11 even.
I mean,
they have some crazy streak. I don't know what the actual number is, whether it's 12 wins or more in, is it like 6 straight seasons? Maybe it's 10.
Is it 10?
I think it is 10.
It must be 10 plus wins in like 6 or 7, whatever it is.
I'm looking at like the end of their season. Like they host the Titans, they host the Cowboys and Titans, then they go to Philly, they go to Chicago, which they should win. Then they host the Rams, so they've got some big games late that they host. They're at Miami, they host Minnesota, and then they finish with the Lions. I think they get to 11. I would say 12 or more for the Packers. I'll go over on that.
I would say over.
Yeah.
They've got the Jets at home. Green Bay.
Right, exactly.
Or regular season Rodgers.
They have the Giants at home. Man.
Yeah, they do kind of have a tough... Well, the Giants at home. I shouldn't follow that up and say they do kind of have a tough... They do, on the whole, have a decently tough schedule.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's as tough as Arizona.
No, probably not.
We did a lot of talking about Lamar Jackson. So, the Ravens, 9.5 win total.
The Ravens, 9.5.
Yep.
I would say, does this have a lot to do with Lamar, right? Do they finally have a running back healthy? The Ravens.
They should.
I'll go under that. I don't, well, although you're in a division, well, what? Cincinnati and Cleveland, I think, are going to be pretty good. Should Cleveland be good?
If Deshaun's not playing,
that's
the problem.
They got a lot
of other pieces. They got a really good offensive line. They should be able to run the ball. Their defense is pretty decent. But if it's Brissett.
Cincinnati's going to win that division again, aren't they?
That would be my pick. I don't think the Steelers are going to be very good because
they shouldn't be, but who knows?
I mean, they'll have a great defense.
Yeah. I'll go under on the Ravens, but I'll go over for sure on whatever Cincinnati is. That's what I'll do. We're going to have to wait.
Yeah, we're going to have to circle back. To a couple
That's
more
fine.
Of those.
That's fine.
Fortunately, we're running out of time because we got Cardinals baseball coming
up. I do,
out.
And I got a schedule, or I've got a lineup. You ready?
Hit us with it.
Now, remember, it's Dinger Tuesday. Carlson in center, O'Neill in left, Goldie at first, Arenado at third, Pujols DH, Edmund at second, DeJong at short, Molina catching, and Newt Barr in right against Kyle Freeland, who you beat 9-5 the last time.
Should line him up again.
How many home runs did he give up in that one?
I do not know.
Well, I'll look at the break.
All right. If anyone's interested in same game parlay or not, I don't think we're going to be able to give it out on the air, but just know that we are with you. We will have some connection there in the betting sphere tonight against Kyle Freeland. We got to thank Casey Bogusaw.
Yeah.
talking White Sox. It was good to catch up with Casey.
Joined us on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line.
Sure did. We talked a lot of NFL, and we will continue to talk football throughout the week. Some more Brett Bielema audio tomorrow or on Thursday.
Yes.
And tomorrow we'll talk some Bears with Aaron Lemming.
Let's go.
Excited. Everybody have a good night. This is The Drive.